You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And with any luck at all, when we get to Cozzy's Corner, we'll find Roman Coz. Morning, Roman.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to our listeners.
Yeah, it's a pleasant morning here. I hope it is where you are as well.
Looks magnificent outside, Pete, so... Let's start the day with a lot of confidence. Going to be a great day.
Yeah, could get a bit humid later, but right now, very pleasant. Now, you've got a very interesting telly program to talk about. Do tell.
Yes, Peter, I'm going to be talking about one of the most popular radio, film and TV characters, and he was a boyhood hero of yours truly, and he goes by the name of the Lone Ranger.
I've heard of him somewhere.
Haven't we all?
Absolutely.
He was created by Fran Stryker, who was actually Francis Stryker, a male, but he preferred the name Fran. And Fran Stryker also invented the Green Hornet and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, which became a late 1950s TV series. And a guy called George Trendle, who was a manager of a radio station, was also co-creator of The Lone Ranger.
Okay, so it was originally a radio play, was it?
That's
an interesting one because there were many, many radio plays back in the day which went on to become television programs once TV was up and running.
Oh, my word, and this was certainly one of the leaders. The Lone Ranger first appeared on radio in 1933.
Didn't realise he was that old.
No, it was a long, early start. 2,956 episodes, Pete.
Does that include the television program, or was that just radio?
This is just the radio ones.
Wow.
In 1939, the Lone Ranger had 20 million listeners in the USA alone, not to count the world ones. Most people have got a vague idea of the story of the Lone Ranger. It was a story of six Texas Rangers who'd been ambushed by the Butch Cavendish gang, and the nephew of Captain Reed, the leader of the Rangers group, Daniel survived after being found by an Indian called Tonto. Now, in the books, weirdly, Tonto had been saved by young Daniel Reed some years earlier.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bit of a connection they made there. Tonto named Daniel Reed Kimo Subby, which was translated to trusty friend or faithful friend, and the story of the Lone Ranger began there. Lone Ranger had that strong, strict moral code of never shooting to kill, but that was the premise of the story, that he was just a good guy all told. In 1938, out came the serial of the Lone Ranger, and following year out came the Lone Ranger Rides Again. The Lone Ranger, as we all know, had a horse called Silver, and in the books, Silver was saved by the Lone Ranger from an enraged buffalo. But eventually, Lone Ranger released Silver, but Silver was in love with the Lone Ranger, that he actually came back and with another horse, and that horse was named Scout, who ended up becoming Tonto's horse. There's a little bit of story there. Now, a little bit of trivia for you, Pete. In Spanish, Tonto means stupid or ignorant.
Oh.
So whenever the Lone Rangers played in Spain, they changed it to Toro, which means bull.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I would think so. Most of us know that famous piece of music from the Lone Ranger.
Yes.
I won't try and do it all. It was the finale of Gioachino Rossini's William Tell Overture, which he did in 1829. It was an opera.
Wow.
It was the last of his 39 operas. I find it hard to believe someone can write 39 operas, but he did.
There were some very talented people, but then again, maybe they didn't have as much to do. No distractions like we do now.
Yes, absolutely. Probably very, very true, Peter. Now, the TV series came about between 1949 and 1957 in the US. Of course, we didn't get TV here until the Olympic Games in November 56, so... the series had finished by the time we got it over here, but there were 221 episodes starring Clayton Moore, who was known as the king of the serials of the 1940s, and Jay Silverheels played Tonto. In the third season, Clayton was replaced by an actor called John Hart, Some people might remember John Hart in the TV series called Hawkeye, Last of the Mohicans. And strangely enough, in a serial, he played Captain Africa. And Captain Africa also wore a mask, just like the Lone Ranger. So a little bit of a piece of trivia there. The reason why Clayton Moore was replaced was some contractual issues for that particular year. In 1956, out came the film The Lone Ranger, and in 1958, The Lone Ranger and the Lost City of Gold. As time went on, of course, there was an animated TV series, 1966 to 1968. In 1981, there was a movie made, The Lone Ranger, with an actor called Clinton Spilsbury. Now, he was such a bad actor, the voice was dubbed by James Keach, who was the brother of actor Stacey Keach. Poor old Clinton ended up as a photographer, and it was his only film.
Okay, that doesn't sound good.
No, there was a real box office flop. There was a lot of controversy around that particular film because Clayton Moore had legally been banned from depicting himself as the Lone Ranger, but I'll get back to that later, and his fans weren't happy. The Lone Ranger, there were 18 novels, there were the comic books, the comic strips, of course, and the merchandise. Clayton Moore, the guy who played Lone Ranger on the TV, he was quite an athletic kid, and at the age of 8, he was already a circus acrobat and also became a trapeze artist. This led to him becoming a stuntman in films, and he ended up in serials like The Ghost of Zorro, Perils of Nyoka in the 1937-38 era. He played in many, many westerns, and of course eventually along came The Lone Ranger. As I mentioned earlier, Pete, there was a lawsuit against him in 1979 by Jack Rather, who owned the rights to The Lone Ranger, because he didn't want a 65-year-old running around depicting himself as the Lone Ranger, because they were planning to have a younger version of the Lone Ranger. But, the outcry was huge.
Yeah, well, all those people who remembered Clayton Moore, and that includes me, I must admit, we didn't get television where I grew up until the I think 64, somewhere around about there. But, they were still running the Lone Ranger, so I do remember it, even though it came in a bit late.
Yeah, well, eventually they overturned the decision. In the meantime, Clayton had these special sunglasses or glasses made up that were dark and made him look like the Lone Ranger anyway, so he got away with it.
Eventually,
the organisation relented and allowed him to keep going.
Yeah, the negative publicity even back then would have been far worse. Imagine now if something like that had happened on social media. Woo.
Well, it was massive. Look, Clayton Moore went on to some TV show there and the audience clapped for that long. They clapped for as long as he was meant to be interviewed. They obviously loved the character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clayton wrote a book called I Was That Masked Man, which I have a copy of. Jay Silverheels, played Tonto, who was a full-blooded Mohawk Indian. And strange enough, he was born as Harold Smith,
goodness me.
Well, there you go. By the mid-1930s, he was the champion Canadian lacrosse player, highest scoring, highest paid Canadian lacrosse champion, and he was eventually in the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame. Now, his fitness, eventually, like Clayton Moore, led to stunt work in films. Naturally, Jay Silverheels played Indians 99% of the time.
Yeah. And why not?
Oh, well, why not? He was like a full-blooded Indian, wouldn't he play an Indian? And, of course, that led to Lone Ranger eventually in 49 and TV westerns after that. And in the later years, he toured with Clayton Moore and they sort of did those talk fests. They were very, very close friends, apparently. Interesting to read that he bred and raced harness horses, and he also drove in the races as well, which I didn't really know. But
we might see him here on Saturday.
No, you won't.
We won't.
Yeah. I might add, I mentioned earlier the Green Hornet that Fran Stryker had written. It became a serial, a TV series in the mid-60s, comics, of course, 2011 film with Seth Rogen. The connection there is that the alter ego of the Green Hornet was Britt Reed, who was the grandson of Daniel Reed, the actual Lone Ranger. The way they sort of tied it together in the books. So there's a little bit of interesting stuff. Yeah. I might mention too that in 2013, Johnny Depp, who himself is a part Cherokee Indian, played Tonto in a very camped up version of The Lone Ranger. He's planning to have another go at The Lone Ranger pretty soon, so I don't quite know what the story is behind that, but I did see a little snippet.
Okay.
So The Lone Ranger is not, may well be back.
He hasn't ridden off into the sunset yet, mate.
Not off into the sunset yet. No. I might mention too that Clayton Moore is the only star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that's got both his name and his character in that Walk of Fame. So that's very unusual.
Fair enough.
Yeah, look, there's the story of The Lone Ranger, Pete, one of my boyhood heroes, as I said, and gosh, I'd love that show.
Yeah, I think there will be many, many, many of our listeners who will remember it very fondly as well. Thanks a lot, Roman. That's fantastic stuff. And we'll talk to you again Monday. We'll talk about some music.
Well, we'll most definitely be doing something on music on Monday, Pete.
Great. Okay, Roman Cos there. And, well, what that guy doesn't know about film and radio and TV is not worth knowing.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.